You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference.
Welcome to the New Birmingham and our podcast, Vulcan Has a Faith. I am your co-host, Denise Moss, and today we have with us artist and organizer for the punk rock flea market, Raquel Duplain. Hi, Raquel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. And thank you for joining us. I just want to give our listeners a little color into your background, if you don't mind. You were born in Enterprise, Alabama, home of the boll weevil.
Yes.
Awesome. The last place that you lived was in Pennsylvania, right?
Correct.
You come from a military family, right?
Yes.
Any brothers and sisters?
I have one little sister. 16.
Awesome. Wow.
She's at that fun age.
Yeah, that's a colorful way to explain it.
Yes.
Fun. A couple of things that you enjoy: the outdoors, hiking, and concerts. I love concerts too. So, a very interesting fact also about you is your work is actually featured in the Mellow Mushroom in Tuscaloosa, right?
Yeah, I actually, when I first started painting with acrylic paints, that was my first project that I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, that's how I started picking up the paintbrush.
Awesome, awesome. What is the punk rock flea market?
The punk rock flea market is a gathering of local artists from Birmingham and other cities in Alabama, where they come together and sell things that they created, mm-hmm. things that they collect, showcase their artwork, and meet each other.
Awesome.
So, and it's not just Birmingham. There's vendors from Tuscaloosa. There's vendors from Enterprise, Auburn, Huntsville. So there's a nice little range of people from all over Alabama getting together mm-hmm. in the hub, Birmingham, to showcase their work.
How long has Punk Rock Flea Market been in existence?
The Punk Rock Flea Market in Birmingham started in March. That was the first one.
Okay.
The second one was in June. And the third one's going to be October, the 22nd and the 23rd.
So is it like a quarterly?
Quarterly. Thing?
Okay.
So the next one will be probably in December at some point.
Okay, good deal. Tell us how someone can be a vendor at the Punk Rock Flea Market.
There's multiple ways to be a vendor at the flea market. A lot of people Facebook the Birmingham Punk Rock Flea Market Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And then there's also an email you can email to bhamflea@gmail.com.
Okay. I wanted to ask you this too. I think this kind of goes along with the type of person that you are, but tell us, why do you enjoy concerts so much?
I enjoy art. All spectrums of art, whether it's a painting or a photograph or music.
Right.
Something that I really enjoy about music is when I paint as an artist, I always listen to music. Music is what inspires me to do what I love to do. I can't sit there and paint in silence. There always has to be some kind of music going on. And whatever I'm listening to, I feel like reflects what's being painted on the canvas. When I go to shows, I don't have a paintbrush in my hand. I'm not in front of a computer. I can actually focus on what they're producing and really enjoy their art without thinking about anything else.
Nice. Would you say that music or even the concerts, would you say that they inspire you?
They do. And it blows my mind how people can come up with original music. I don't know how they do it. I've been surrounded by musicians for years now, and they make it look so easy. But living with musicians, I see how much time and effort it takes into producing these songs. They're constantly practicing. They're constantly playing on their guitars and trying to get better at what they do. And after dating a musician and going to recording studios for hours just to record one song, I just grew a really good appreciation for it. And going to concerts, you pay a cover that goes to these musicians, they can continue to do what they love to do.
Wow, yeah, I definitely agree with you. I'm with you on that. I, too, enjoy and love music, and I'm like, how do they think of this? When did they come up with this? So I definitely agree with you. Why did you choose Birmingham to showcase the punk rock flea market?
Well, when I was living in Pennsylvania, I wanted to move somewhere with a better cost of living because Pennsylvania is extremely expensive. So I was trying to pick a place where I could grow, where you could kind of be part of the grassroots and part of the community. So I looked at Asheville, I looked at Austin, I looked at all these places I could have possibly moved to. But I remember that when I lived in Tuscaloosa, every time I went to Birmingham, there was something going on. There was a show, and I was constantly meeting people. They're doing cool things. And the cost of living here is not that bad either.
Absolutely.
So I can afford to live here, do what I want, and continue to grow as a person and be part of a community. Whereas Pennsylvania, it's really cutthroat. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of artists. There's a lot of music. But here, it's really easy to gain the support from others around you compared to bigger cities.
I agree. Birmingham definitely has some wonderful things up and coming, and it does have that inclusion, that network. So one of the last things I want to ask you, what else do you have on the horizon? What does Raquel have?
Well, there's another flea market, hopefully, in December, where all the artists can get together again.
Awesome.
And new bands can perform. I kind of feel like doing something a little more tight-knitted. The flea market's great, and I got to meet a lot of people doing that, but mm-hmm. I really want to do something a little more intimate. Mm-hmm. Like I said previously, I worked with art collectives and small art shows. I want to do something more like that, because we would get together and we'd paint together and we'd learn from each other and we would become closer and friendships. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to do something a little more tight-knitted, something like an art collective.
I think that's a great idea. Last thing, how can people find out more about you and the Punk Rock Flea Market?
The Punk Rock Flea Market this year will be held October 22nd and 23rd. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be 25 different vendors each day, and there'll be 8 bands performing. The first day, we have Future Primitives, Holy Youth, Shox, and Me and My Knife. On day 2, we'll have the Dirty Lungs, Nowhere Squares, Zenocide, and Alabama Rose. I'm really grateful for our sponsors for this flea market, This Old Think Vintage and Left Hand Soap Company. And I'm really excited to see what all the artists are producing, from paintings to jewelry to taxidermy, just anything imaginable. And there'll be a lot of collectors there as well. And there'll be nonprofit organizations. And someone that I'm really excited to have is this wonderful girl, Mary Berkeley. She runs Beautiful Bodies of Birmingham, which is a body positivity awareness. She'll be at the flea market as well. You can always follow Birmingham Punk Rock Flea Market on Facebook. And there's also a website, www.punkrockflea.com.
Well, Raquel, thank you for informing us of the Birmingham Punk Rock Flea Market, of your work. And I, for one, was not familiar at first, but with you giving the dates, I definitely would like to come either in October or December. I think it would definitely be a good experience for me. We really appreciate you coming and interviewing with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you to our listeners. Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.